USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Russo reporting. Vice President Kamala Harris told a gaggle of reporters as she boarded Air Force 2 Thursday that the Biden administration will help Florida and Puerto Rico after both were struck by powerful hurricanes within the last few weeks.
We will focus on Florida, and we will continue to focus on Puerto Rico and the devastation there because of Fiona.
Harris said the administration is prepared to work with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' team with recovery efforts after the Category 4 hurricane moved slowly through Florida's southwest. In the aftermath, Hurricane Ian left a path of destruction in southwest Florida, trapping people in flooded homes, cutting off the only bridge to a barrier island, damaging the roof of a hospital intensive care unit, and knocking out power to over 2.5 million people as it dumped rain across the peninsula on Thursday. One of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States threatened catastrophic flooding around the state. Ian's tropical storm force winds extended outward up to 415 miles, drenching much of Florida and the southeastern Atlantic coast. Emergency crews sawed through toppled trees to reach people in flooded homes, but with no electricity and virtually no cell service, it was impossible for many people to call for help from the hardest-hit coastal areas where the surge came in. Hurricane Ian has been downgraded to a tropical storm with winds of 65 miles per hour. It remains, though, a very dangerous system and could drop several inches of new rain to a foot in some places as it moves north. Don't tell that to April, who had to leave her house in Kissimmee through a window because the water was so high. And she says the water started to come in at 10 last night and thought she could ride it out.
Try to stay as high as we could, but you just get to a point where you can't go anymore. You have to, like, either swim or drown.
This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband has filed for divorce from the conservative firebrand. She confirmed this on Wednesday. Marriage is a wonderful thing, and I'm a firm believer in it, Greene said. Together, Perry and I formed our family and raised three great kids. He gave me the best job title you can ever earn. Mom, I'll always be grateful for how great of a dad he is to our children, she added. The Georgia House Representative's husband, Perry Greene, filed for divorce Tuesday after 27 years of marriage, according to court documents. The two were married in August of 1995 while Greene was still a student at the University of Georgia. They had three adult children together. President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for several Florida counties Thursday morning, less than one day after Hurricane Ian battered that state's west coast. The White House confirmed that Biden's approval will make federal funding available in the ongoing recovery effort. Assistance can include grants for temporary housing and home repairs, low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses, and other programs to help individuals and business owners recover from the effects of the disaster, according to the White House. Hundreds of people in Florida's Lee County were killed when Hurricane Ian slammed the region, a sheriff said Thursday. The fatalities are in the hundreds, Sheriff Carmine Marcino said.
Unsure of the exact details because we are just starting to scratch the surface on this assessment. We're doing everything that we possibly can. Again, now it's to protect and preserve lives, and we are in full force doing that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.